Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? How's your day going? How's your week going? Do you have goals? Do you have dreams? Do you have ideas? Do you have something in your mind that you want to do, and then you find yourself, maybe for years, not doing it, and you wonder why? Give you a couple of questions today you can ask yourself that will either get you moving or get you changing direction. In any case, you'll be moving, right? It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, a very simple mission. We all know that life is about action. Life begins when you move. But then life gets in the way because life has challenges. It's what you do when it gets in the way that will determine your success. The strategies you need to deal with life getting in the way moments. And that's what this show is completely about, because the super secret recipe for success is stand up, take a step, repeat. Get yourself off the couch, take a step forward, find out what works, and keep doing it until you get what you want. Just keep going till you get there. But it's those things in between, those challenges in between that cause people to stumble and bumble. That's what we fix here on this show. Every single day, 15 years now, it's fantastic. My name is Scott Smith. Thanks for stopping by today. Appreciate you being here. I got an email the other day from a young lady who said, Scott, you have a commercial-free version of this podcast, yeah? I said, yeah, I do. But I actually have more than that, because I don't do just commercial-free. My members at MotivationToMove.com oftentimes will get an entirely different show where I can take kind of a coaching deep dive. A couple days a week, I just do an entirely different show. Also, before I do this show, I write, not show notes, but I write what I call my daily nugget. It's a narrative about 400 words long that is this show in written form. You can read it in about a minute and a half. And I send that out at 5 o'clock in the morning. People love that. They save the archive of those things. The only way to get it is to be a member. And the Daily Click. It's the 160 character version of this. It's a text message that sums up this podcast in about 3 seconds. It's incredibly powerful individually. Put them together. You will keep moving all day long. Become a member. Go to MotivationToMove.com right now. Get signed up. We have so much going on in our world right now. I'm holding back because I don't want to tell you exactly what's happening, but I am a guy that walks my talk. I like to move forward. I like to make things happen, and I shake things up on a regular basis. So I'm getting ready to shake up my world and go on a brand new adventure. The last adventure was buying the alpaca ranch and raising alpacas. And now we have a new adventure that is beginning to happen. I don't want to say it yet, but very soon you're going to see, I literally am going to walk my talk and do something so many people are doing right now, finding a new sense of freedom after coming out of this pandemic for the most part, depending on where you live. I'll let you know in a couple of weeks what I'm doing with that. But for today, back to that question. Do you have long-held dreams and goals that maybe you need a little bit of motivation to get done, to get moving? You can't figure out why you want to do it, but you don't do anything about it. Years pass sometimes, sometimes decades. Laura and I have worked together. Now, I should say this, Laura and I are very good friends. We've worked together for over 10 years now. We have talked about a ton of stuff. She's very cool. So if anything comes out and you think, wow, she wouldn't like him saying that. That's not true. I won't say anything that is personal. I'm just going to tell you she would be okay with this, because it's kind of a little bit of a prod I'm giving to Laura right now. She's a client, and I'm shoving some motivation down the podcast. So we've worked together for a long time now. Her latest move is this. She had a long-time career and got retired. Companies do that sometimes when you have a long-time career, 35, 40 years. And she decided that since she was retired, she was going to move across the country, and then she was going to launch a speaking career, something she was much more passionate about. So we began to work on that, and I do that with a lot of folks who want to become speakers or writers or podcasters. We work together a lot because I've done this a long time. Months went by, and we began to transform that dream. We articulated what it was supposed to be. We knew that it was going to be a goal she wanted to do. She's very excited about it. The roadmap was in place. Literally knew the steps to take, and still do to this day, the steps to take to get there. And I've taken a lot of them, but very slowly. Action was the only thing needed to turn these dreams into reality. But really, not much happened. Months have passed. little or no action. Weeks would go by with nothing happening. It seemed like life was always getting in the way of Laura's dreams. And so one day, actually, it was last week, I was on the phone and I said, "So what's going on? Because either you want to do it or you don't, right?" She goes, "I don't know. I always seem to have something more important on my mind. There's always something happening, always a distraction someplace." And I'm thinking to myself, "Well, you do want this, right?" And I said, "You do want this, right? You've been talking about it for years now." "Yeah." That's probably what John Lennon meant when he said, "Life is what happens while you're busy making other plans." Who knows what she was planning? Who knows what she is planning? But man, it struck a chord. And I've known her so long, I could just really say, let's have a conversation. And I would love to do this for you right now. Because over the years, I have found that people tend to act and do what serves them best in the moment, right at that moment. So while you have the dreams, you have the goals, you have the desires, you have the ambitions, you have all these things you want to do, the job is there. The house is there. The kids need to be fed. Stuff happens. What are they going to say if I make a change, right? All that stuff gets in the way. You're serving and acting in a way that will serve you right now. And all that other stuff, it kind of gets pushed to the side. Dreaming and planning, man, is what most people want and do all the time, but they never actually take action on it. It's an exhausting way to live. If you ever felt just tired, I keep thinking about it, but I don't do it. It's exhausting. You know what I mean by that, right? But there's a freeing question you can ask. And it is so simple. You might even poo-poo me on this. You might even say, it's too simple. It's not going to work. But I'll tell you this. If you truthfully answer this question, things will change. How bad do I want it? Simple. You might not even give it the weight it deserves. How bad do I want to do what I say I want to do? There's two things, two answers you will get here. Two actions, I should say, that will come from this. One, you'll really want it badly, and it will propel you into action to go after it. That's the first thing. If you really want it beyond anything else and believe that it should be your life, you'll go after it. Everything else will get out of the way if you really answer that question truthfully. Or it will have no impact at all. In other words, I guess I don't want it that bad. If you find yourself motivated and moving, all is well, right? But I have another question to ask. If I don't want it that bad, should I drop it and move on? Now, this is a really big one. It's takeaway, if you will. You'll hear this a lot in sales, but I ask this a lot to clients because over a period of time when I'm working with them and literally just supporting them and pulling them along for months and months and months and keeping them on track, and that's my job. You get with me and I'm going to pick you up when we first get on the phone. And by the end of that call, you're off and running and you're excited and you're going to make things happen. But eventually, if you all go off and running and you don't accomplish anything, I get to the point that, well, wait a second, what's going on here? So if you want it really bad, it should propel you into action. It's for you. Remember, you wanted to do it. This is nothing anybody made you do. This is something you decided that you were excited about to go after. Listen to what I just said. This is all about you. This is something you want to do. Why not do it? And if you're not going to do it, you should get your ego out of the way. Just let it go. Because the good stuff that you do want to do will automatically cause forward action. Always happens. Your life will transform and everything begins to go in a new direction. When was the last time you made a big decision that was a little bit scary, right? And the minute you made it, suddenly everything was different. I'm going to get a new job. I'm going to sell my house and move to a new neighborhood. I'm going to do something different. And you hemmed and hawed about it forever, but you said, you know what? I really want it. I'm going to do it. Boom. Instantly, your reality changed. Everything else that doesn't do that, doesn't have that power for you, if you can't say, I want it really bad, if you can't say that, you need to consider something. What might that be? Well, you might consider that it's not as important as you thought originally, right? The best thing you could do is get that ego out of the way, scratch it off your list, and make room for something new that excites you. We all go through this in life. We all get ideas. People give us ideas. We read a book. We listen to a podcast. Something comes in our mind that we just know that's my new thing. I'm going to go do it. But then if you find yourself not doing it, you want to get it out of the way because when you do, incredible new opportunities that have been blocked because your focus has been in a direction that you really don't want to go, incredible new opportunities will come your way. They've been hiding from you. You wonder why? I'm telling you this. I know one thing after doing this as long as I have now, not only for myself, but for everybody else. When the new opportunity, the right opportunity comes your way, when it comes your way, it tends to happen. You tend to magically go take care of it and do it. You make it happen. You make it your life. When it's marginal, when it's not really exactly what you want to do, you tend to sit there and sit on the fence and get splinters in your ass. Ooh, what am I going to do? I'm going to go back and forth and get splinters. Exhausting way to live. So ask the question, how bad do I want it? Don't want it bad enough? No problem. Move on. Get something new. All right, out of here. I'll be back tomorrow. We're going to wrap up the week on a Friday.
Yeah.
I always wrap up the week on a Friday. I know it's original. It's just before the weekend. Nobody else does that. But I do here. That's what makes me truly special. I'll see you tomorrow.